Revolutionary new class of cancer drugs approved. A revolutionary new class of cancer drug that can treat a wide range of tumors has been approved for use in Europe for the first time. Tumor agnostic drugs do not care where the cancer is growing in the body, as long as it has a specific genetic abnormality inside. UK doctors testing the drug said they were a really exciting thing. They said the approach had the potential to cure more patients and cut side effects. The drug that has been approved is called larotrectinib. Charlotte Stevenson, a 2-year-old from Belfast, was one of the first patients to benefit. She was diagnosed with infantile fibrosarcoma, a cancer of the body's connective tissue. She has been treated with larotrectinib as a part of a clinical trial at the Royal Marsden Center in London for the past year. Her mom, Esther, said, "We knew that our options were limited, so we decided to give it a try, and I'm so glad that we did. We have been able to watch Shella develop and grow at a rapid rate, making up for our lost time so many ways and amazing us with all her energy and enthusiasm for life. She can now have a relatively normal life, and best of all, the drug has had an incredible impact on tumor." Shella's tumor was caused by a genetic abnormality known as an NTRK gene fusion. One part of her DNA accidentally merged with another, and the alteration in the blueprint for her body led to the growth of a cancer. But NTRK gene fusions are not unique to sarcomas. They also appear in some brain, kidney, thyroid, and other cancers. It's a really exciting thing, as it works across a range of cancers. Is not confined to one. Dr. Julia Schellholm, a children's cancer consultant at the Royal Marsden Hospital, told BBC. NTRK mutations are relatively rare, but other targeted therapies are in development. Kinder treatment. It marks a move away from treating a breast cancer or bowel cancer or lung cancer and towards precision medicines that takes advantage of the genetic makeup for one's tumor. Dr. Chris Holm told BBC, "The beauty is it targets the abnormality. There are a number of biochemical pathways that are common in many different tumor types. I think this is the way things are going, and this is about better outcomes. Curing more patients and producing kinder treatments will reduce side effects. The decision by European regulator does not mean it will be instantly available for patients in the UK, but earlier this year, NHS England described tumor-agnostic drugs as a revolutionary and exciting new breakthrough in cancer and said preparations were underway to ensure patients were given access to them. The benefits for patients, in particular children, of being able to treat many different types of cancers with one drug is potentially huge, helping them to lead longer, healthier lives," NHS England Chief Executive Simon Stevens said at the time. Prof. Charles Swinton, Cancer Research UK Chief Clinician, said the drugs were exciting. He added, "The NHS will need to ensure the right genomic testing is available across the country to identify patients who could benefit, so it's good that the NHS is already thinking about how to get this to patients with cancer as soon as possible." Dr. Brendan Gray from Bayer, the drug company that developed larotrectinib, said, "As the first tumor agnostic medicine approved in Europe, larotrectinib represents a real shift in cancer treatment."